30-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 4 yards. On the bottom of that pile was number 10, Ethan Lemke, with the carry. Second down, 6 to go.
Ethan Lemke getting the first carry of the game. He had the most success against the Pirate defense last week. Cole Anderson makes the stop for the Bearcat, or for the Pirates on defense. He's going to be holding down that middle linebacker position, and it's going to be his job, as we said last week against USA. It's going to be his job to locate the football in all those gaps and be the first one to fill it, forcing those running backs to have to run through a wall.
There's the snap from Lemke, and he hands it off, and goes through the right gap as the ball carrier gets across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. Number 23, Gregory Keller, the senior running back, with the carry out for about 3 yards. Sets up a third and short, 3 yards to go.
So every time the Bearcats have the football on the left side of my check will be Gregory Keller. The middle is Casey Sweeney, and the right-hand side is Anthony Sweeney. So keep an eye on those guys. They run the football. Traditionally, you will see Keller go from left to right. You will see Sweeney go from right to left, and then Casey is your downhill fullback going straight away on most options. That time around, the right-hand side was Gregory Keller. Just a short gain, but right where the Bearcats want to be, third and manageable, 3 yards to go.
At their own 47-yard line, third and three, no score yet, first drive of the night. Number two, Casey Sweeney, gets the carry, and he's right close to midfield, and the side judge has them across midfield into Harbor Beach territory. The 49 has the first down by about a yard and a half. Move the chains for the first time tonight for the LB Bearcats. They are now into Harbor Beach territory.
Yeah, Cole Anderson there to stand him up. Nathan Seaman coming in to finish him off, but not until a 4 or 5 yard gain and a first down for the Bearcats.
10:19 left in the first quarter. Clock is rolling. All runs so far from the LB Bearcats. No score yet from Harbor Beach.
But exactly what they want. You've got Casey Sweeney with a 5-yard carry, Ethan Lemke with a 3-yard carry, Gregory Keller with a 3-yard carry. After three runs, that's enough for a first down. All three guys getting a chance to touch the football, keeping Harbor Beach guessing who's going to get it next.
And it's going to be a handoff to number 23. Trips in the backfield. Gregory Keller can't get out for much. He only gets out for about a yard, yard and a half, out to about the 48-yard line, as he tripped himself down and brought him down. Second down, 9 to go.
You will see some of that as these running backs and playmakers try to change directions. Traction is going to be difficult. He slips and falls. 65, Jacob Deere was the closest Pirate on defense that had a chance to make that tackle. But nonetheless, a short gain for Ubley on first down. Second and 9.
9 yards to go from the Harbor Reach 48-yard line. 9 minutes, 20 seconds remain in the first quarter. No score. Obli on their first drive of the night. T formation, full house, T3-man battles off their fullback, right up the gut. And this guy's out to about the 47-yard line. Out of the bottom of the pile will be number two, Casey Sweeney.
And he's the middle backer on that wing tee. He's going to go straight ahead, get 2 or 3, and now third down and 5, 6 or so for the Ubley Bearcats. Keep in mind, Ethan Lemke, my apologies, is your far right running back behind Matt Mychek. Anthony Sweeney is actually one of your ends. But as the game goes on, that's the guy, Anthony Sweeney, you will see just get a couple touches in this game, whether it be via the pass or you'll see him slide into the backfield occasionally when they need a sure 1 yard.
Third and 7 from the Harbor Beach 46-yard line. Ubley on offense, 3-man backfield. It's a handoff to number 10. Going here on the left end, Ethan Lemke. Gets close to the first down marker, but the black jerseys stand him up about 2 yards from that marker at the 42-yard line, maybe the 43, according to the spot. Will set up a fourth down and short in a very odd spot. Do you go for it, Dave, or do you punt it away?
Well, I think you lost this game the first time. You're in Pirate territory. If I know Coach Kaufman, he's going to go for it here, Clark. He trusts his offense has been getting, outside of the one Gregory Keller slip, he's been getting 3 yards per carry. I think he's got a play here that he can run to get him 3 yards. He's going to go for it. And on the other side of things, Justin Wuschlager and Jacob Deere in on that tackle to prevent the first down. But if it's a 2 yard to go here, Clark, it's a long 2, possibly 3 yards.
And now we have whistles and we have a timeout called by Ubley as Dave Kaufman did not like something he saw with 7:45 left in the first quarter. No score from Harbor Beach in the first week of the postseason right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Arnie Ruthenberg here, sales manager, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway. With over 40 years in the automotive business, I have come full circle. Back where it all started for me, right here in Seaway. I'm committed to making every visit here at Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick a pleasant one with unbeatable deals. New or pre-owned, see me, Arnie Ruthenberg, sales manager, or any one of our professional sales staff for an unbeatable deal that only can come from Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, Buick, and Seaway.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network presentation of high school football playoffs in the state of Michigan. 7:45 left in the first quarter. Ubley with their first time out of this ballgame as they're facing a fourth down and three from the Harbor Beach 43-yard line. 0-0 so far. Ubley on the first drive of offense tonight.
Now, as you can see, this possession is very important to the Bearcats. Coach Kaufman calling timeout on fourth and three. He wants to make sure his team is absolutely certain who's getting the football and what gap they're running through. And he, again, let's see which one they decide to go through.
Mychek turns to his left, hands it off, and looks like they're going to be close, but Harbor Beach stands them up at the 41-yard line as they need to get to just on the other side of the 40. Casey Sweeney stopped after a 2-yard gain, and Harbor Beach with a turnover of downs forces an Ubley out on defense, and they get the ball back at their own 40-yard line with 7:40 left in the first quarter.
Well, it's hard to miss him, but they decide to run at 6'6", 270. Evans McGlinski, and he's able to get off his blocker and fill that gap. Casey Sweeney not able to get it. He got about two, but I think he needed that half or third yard, wasn't able to get it, and already the home team now back on the field as they force that turnover, and the Pirates take over. Their first series of the night is going to begin right around their own 40-yard line.
First and 10, right to left across your radio on a cold, wet, and rainy, windy night from Harbor Beach. Full house tee for James Shelkey and the Pirates. Three men backfield. Under center, James Shelkey. Center would be number 65, Jacob Deere, a 235-pound senior. It's a handoff right up the middle out to about the 44-yard line for a 4, maybe 3-yard gain. Out of the ballot pile will be number 32, Cole Anderson, your fullback.
Yeah, it's 75. Nathan Parteka, the junior, makes the tackle for the Bearcats as they run right up the middle with Cole Anderson. Keeping my heartbeat, starting out with the wing tee offense, considering the weather, I can't be surprised. But they've struggled in the games that we've seen Clark running out of this formation. So we'll see how long it lasts, but a nice 4-yard gain or so for Cole Anderson on first down.
7 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. Handoff to Tyler Burkhardt. It comes through the middle gap and gets out across the 45. Tried to redirect himself, and he's tackled by some white jerseys. Number 57 for Ubley leading the tackle, Camden Pruski, the senior. Sounds like third down and 5 for the Harbor Beach Pirates at their own 46-yard line.
And Anthony Sweeney there in on that tackle right away as well. He's the guy that's going to come up and make a lot of tackles for the Bearcat defense. They've been very good in these situations. Third down and 5. We'll see what Harbor Beach draws up, and you can bet it, Clark, they're going to go to their bread and butter, and that's 4 wide receivers, 2 each way. Out of the shotgun, James Shelkey with Cole Anderson keeping him company.
There's the snap rolling to his left, looking to pass downfield, has an open receiver, and is caught at the 47-yard line in Ubley territory. And bringing that in would be Michael Anderson, the sophomore wide receiver, and it's a reception of 8 yards, move the chains for the Pirates.
I love the play call. He rolls James Shelkey out to his left. Keep in mind, a left-handed quarterback, and the slot receiver there was 13, Michael Anderson, number 12, and he takes about 6 steps forward, plants his foot, gets good traction, comes to the sideline, creates separation from that defensive back who was 17, Ryan Sweeney, and an easy throw and catch there. Michael Anderson was able to watch it into his hands, corral it, get good grip on it, and turn up field, and enough for a first down as Harbor Beach is going to stay in the spread.
2 men in the backfield as well, and almost had some movement on the front line. Fumble on it, and James Shelkey has to jump on it back at midfield at the 50, and this will be a loss of 3 as it is wet and slippery out there, and that is our first sign of that so far tonight. Well, 6:02 left in the first.
The read option becomes very difficult to run, and keep in mind that it's going to be a focus here. Michael Anderson was in the backfield that time with James Shelkey, and that's who the read option was with. Michael Anderson, typically a wide receiver, has been thrust into the running back role, so an uncomfortable exchange there. James Shelkey, the senior, the veteran, notices the ball hit the turf. He dives under, picks it up, but that's a break for the Bearcats. 2nd and 16 now for Harbor Beach.
James Shelkey can keep it for himself. Coming out of that backfield, breaks out of his first 2 tackles and dives forward almost to the original line of scrimmage at the Ubley 47-yard line with 5.5 to left in the first quarter. Brought down by number 55, Tyler Jones, junior for Ubley.
Yeah, a designed run to James Shelkey. He's got to make about 3 guys miss in order to get any gain on that at all, a 2-yard gain. But 3rd down and 11 now coming up for the Pirates. These are the situations you